Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barry Singletary. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 1/5/23, Mr. Singletary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhaled bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/5/22, there's been no significant change. Period to paragraph compression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lynn Wilcox. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 1/5/23, Mrs. Wilcox performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 2/24/22, there's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study period and paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing improvement period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gale, G-A-Y-L-E, Greifenberger, G-R-E-I-F-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. And this goes to Dr. Pardis. On 1/5/23, Mrs. Greifenberger performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/14/22, there's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Ward. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 1/5/23, Mr. Ward performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/7/22, there's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 1/5/23, Mrs. Terrell performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 92% period. The patient was only able to walk for 1 minute and 48 seconds before knee pain caused her to stop walking, period. At that time, she achieved 66 meters and her saturation was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, probably secondary to knee pain, period. Thank you.